America Weekend.
Someone had told me there's this cult and they'll make anything possible in your life.
I was deeply convinced that we were going to save the world.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Going Clear, Scientology and the Prison of Belief.
On the fast track to being one of the best documentaries of 2015 and most likely eligible for an Academy Award after a brief run in theaters last month, Going Clear, Scientology and the Prison of Belief played to a record-breaking audience on HBO just a couple of weeks ago. The film is based on the 2013 book from Pulitzer Prize-winning author Lawrence Wright and was written and directed by Oscar winner Alex Gibney. And it's a fantastic and highly watchable 2 hours with an opening section that focuses mainly on the life of controversial Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard and a second hour that brings attention to the unfailing dedication of the church's most famous member, movie star Tom Cruise. It is hardly a flattering portrait. While the IRS officially recognized it as a religion in the 1990s, a growing number label Scientology a cult, and a good deal of interview footage chronicles the movement's alleged abuses, as well as talks with disenchanted former members like award-winning filmmaker Paul Haggis. I urge everyone to see the superb documentary, as I'm giving Going Clear the sterling grade of A. You'll never forget it, and you'll never look at Cruise and Travolta quite the same way again. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's wonderful website, reviewed by markleonard.wordpress.com. You can read Mark's long-form review there. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Now, it's that time of the show I could go for a nice, steaming, hot cup of coffee. No, not just the regular old swill that you can make or buy on the outside. I want some nice, flavored coffee. And you're thinking, oh, you're crazy, because now you're going to go and spend all kinds of money on this coffee. No, 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 no. Did you know there are ways to make flavored coffee at home without spending a fortune? That's right. We are always here to help. As a country, we spend an insane amount of money on coffee. According to a Workonomics survey by Accounting Principles, the average working American spends $20 a week on coffee they do not make themselves, coming out to an average of $1,040 per year on bought cups of coffee. With all the delicious flavors you can get at your local Starbucks, and there are other ones at some of the other, Dunkin' Donuts actually has a pretty good hazelnut, but anyway, back to the story. There is another cheaper way to get your flavored coffee fix. All right, let's assume a decent bag of beans costs about $8, lasts one average coffee drinker about 2 weeks, give or take. That means you're spending $208 a year on coffee. What will you do with that extra $832 in your pocket? Drinking flavored coffee at home doesn't mean buying flavored beans. It means buying coffee beans and adding the flavor yourself at will in your own kitchen. Or in the living room, if that's what gets you. Whatever you want to do is fine. Not only will you save money by being creative and self-reliant, you'll also be able to flavor up each cup of coffee differently. It's especially good for decaf drinkers, as they tend to be a little shafted in the flavored coffee department. That is a very, very good point. If you like drinking decaf, you're pretty much on that island of misfit toys, because the world looks at you as, you don't drink caffeinated coffee. You're so weird. So you don't get the pumpkin spice lattes. You don't get the hazelnut. You don't even get the French toast flavored ones. Yes, there is one, and I don't understand that at all. But anyway, you don't get that because you're just a decaf drinker. So here are 5 ways to get you started flavoring your coffee, be it caffeinated or be it decaffeinated. How about spices? Check your spice cabinet. Throwing some ground spices into your coffee grounds as you're brewing is a super way to add flavor. Add about a teaspoon of your chosen spice or spice mix to ground coffee and brew as normal. This is a simple, natural, and usually calorie-free way to add an extra kick to your coffee. As we learned from the Van Hout coffee roasters, this is an ancient practice from many parts of the world. In Ethiopia, ginger is a common flavorant. In Mexico, many cups are flavored with cinnamon. In the Middle East, it's common to brew with cardamom. Cardamom? C-A-R-D-A-M-O-M. I have to tell you, I've been on this earth several decades. I've never heard of cardamom. I'm perhaps living a sheltered life, and I apologize. The next one, extracts. Depending upon how strong you like your flavoring, you can add extracts to the grounds before you brew for a lighter flavor or right into your cup after you brew for a wallop of flavor. At the store, you'll be faced with two options, pure extract and imitation extract. In the case of flavoring your coffee, you may find that you like one more than the other and should experiment to find your favorite. However, since the flavor is so prominent, we suggest using pure extracts whenever possible. The Sirius Eats taste test team found that in applications such as this, pure extracts had a better intensity and complexity. There's a whole world of extracts to try in your coffee: vanilla, nut extracts, peppermint, coconut, raspberry, my favorite, cinnamon, maple, orange, and chocolate. My wife goes crazy with chocolate in her coffee. We will buy a hot cocoa mix, and she will put a great deal of hot cocoa mix in with her coffee, and it floats her boat. You could try mixing and matching, too, pairing chocolate and hazelnut for a Nutella theme. That's actually a pretty good idea. Orange and vanilla for a creamsicle twist, or butter and rum extracts for a buttered rum coffee. You still have the taste of the coffee, though. Do you want your coffee to taste like a creamsicle? Or better yet, would you want your creamsicle to taste like a coffee? Do you really want those things mixing and matching? I don't put anything in my coffee. I just want coffee and cream and sugar, and I go on with my day. The next one, homemade syrups. Again, these are ways to make flavored coffee at home without spending a lot of money. If you like your coffee a little on the sweeter side, flavored simple syrups hit two birds with one shot, getting both flavor and gritless all-natural sweetener. The beauty of syrups is that they are useful in many contexts, which has been mentioned many times before. You can flavor your coffee and your cocktails, use syrups in marinades and ice cream bases, or brush your cakes with them for added flavor and moisture. For a versatile syrup to add to coffee in the morning and cocktails in the evening, combine equal parts water and sugar. For a slightly thinner syrup, try one part sugar to two parts water, simmer with flavorants like orange peel or spices for 20 minutes, and then let cool thoroughly. This is getting a little labor intensive, so hopefully you will enjoy these flavors. The next one, homemade coffee creamer. Store-bought creamers are often loaded with preservatives, and high fructose corn syrup, and other funny-tasting chemicals, so why not make your own? It's even cheaper to do it yourself than it is to buy, and it's very, very simple. With an equal mixture of sweetened condensed milk and whole milk mixed with a couple of drops of extracts, you can create your own favorite flavors. She Knows has some starter recipes like peppermint mocha and toasted almond, but you can also do chocolate raspberry with chocolate, caramel, and coconut, your own version of the Girl Scout cookie classic. They do mention that creamer is expensive. It is extremely expensive. You can just go and, you know, just buy store brand half and half. But if you want one of these flavored thingamabobbers, yeah, it gets pretty expensive. I've fallen in love with Dunkin' Donuts creamer, which is now all over the East Coast. When they first came out, I don't know, was it maybe 8 months, maybe even a year ago? It wasn't in all of the supermarket chains. It was only in a few. Now it's everywhere. And there is one, and it's called Dunkin' Donuts Creamer Extra Extra. So it's extra sweet and extra creamy. And I know it's probably not the healthiest thing calorie-wise and fat-gram-wise for me to be eating, but it makes coffee so, so good. I'm not into a lot of these crazy flavors. Like I mentioned, I don't think coffee needs to be commingled with creamsicles and with gingerbread and with chocolate and all these other things. Just give me an... I want the coffee because I like the taste of the coffee. And with this creamer, it's very, very, very good. And here's the last one. Pumpkin Spice Latte, otherwise known as PSL. Even though it's only around a couple of months out of the year, a PSL habit can wreck your wallet and your diet. By making it at home, you can save money and you can also control how much sugar you drink in each cup. Added bonus, a Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Latte has no pumpkin in it. But a homemade PSL like this one from The Kitchen... that's a site, The Kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-N, does. This has the benefit of extra nutrition with that canned pumpkin you still have hanging around the dark corners of your cabinet, offering plenty of vitamin A. And of course, if you don't have any lurking about, if you're not a hoarder of pumpkin stuff, you can go to the store that you can always get canned pumpkin, even in the springtime, so it's not a big deal. If you don't have pumpkin spice on hand, you can combine 1 tablespoon of cinnamon with 2 teaspoons of ground ginger and 1/2 teaspoon each of ground allspice, cloves, mace, and nutmeg. Hey, now mace, not the one you spray in a custer's face, but you know what I mean. So that's how you can make your own pumpkin spice latte. So do you enjoy these flavored coffees? It's amazing how much coffee has become. We talk about it many times here on the show because it's so ubiquitous and it's so important to everybody because they need their caffeine fix in the morning. I tried to cut back from the caffeine. It was getting a little too out of control. Banging headaches at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with the slightest excitement is never a good thing. There is one. Do you know if you're trying to cut down on the amount of caffeine that you have, but you don't want to cut it out immediately because of the withdrawal symptoms and the terrible headaches and everything else that'll come? Green Mountain Coffee, if you have a Keurig machine, they make half-caf. It's half the caffeine as in a normal K-cup or a normal cup of coffee. So it's a good way to try to wean yourself away from it because all this caffeine is no good. I get a kick out of these people that are drinking coffee every hour and a half. They're either making coffee or they're running out to the coffee shop by work next door because they need to get their fix. Whatever you want to do, if you want to put it in there, put it in there and make it taste as good as you possibly can. And then when you're saving all that money, you'll have one person to thank for it. You're welcome. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenke. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.